This is not my cat. This is my friend's cat,
Oh.
Frankie. I call her Franklin, but she's just a little baby. Like, look at how small she is.
She's so cute.
Where's Nova?
Nova is right here.
She's Chris Beasley, where is Mika?
We need all of the pets.
Yeah, Mika!
She's here. She's kind of anxious. It's always her.
Is Mika your campaign manager, sir?
Sure, for this.
Hi, Nova!
She has been so needy. She's been using her voice a lot the past few days.
Kristen, your dog is so cute.
Oh,
he is very cute. He is also the most hyper little boy right now.
What's his name?
His name is Artemis.
Artemis.
And I don't know if you can tell from the scale of that chair, but he is definitely not a small puppy.
He's a big boy.
But he's very cute, very silly.
Love it. Love, love, love it.
All right. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Oh, my goodness. I think this is the first time I'm seeing most of you, all of you probably. Welcome to the new year. This is obviously our second session of the new semester. And I might be lagging just a little bit. Just give it a couple seconds and I hope it'll stop. Okay. We'll just give it a couple more minutes for a few more to enter into the session. It's going to be quite a busy session today. We have quite a lot to go through, and I cannot wait to get started. As you may know, the Oilers have not been doing too well, so I think it's important for us to just have a couple seconds to, you know, think about how we thought it was going to be this season. It might still be. Hopefully it will be. But we'll see. All right. Okay, so it's 6:02. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Hopefully my my screen has stopped like lagging. That's fixed. Okay. Yeah, it's a little tough, but it's okay. We'll get there. Okay. Okay, cool. So then, once again, welcome to today's session. My name is Philip Mieso. I am speaker for this year's council, and I'd like to welcome all of you to this session. I think it's very important for us to first, go through our councilor attendance sheet. I'm just having a little bit of a tech bust down right here. Hopefully it opens up quick enough for us to get through this. Thank you. We're going to go through our councillor attendance sheet and then we'll get our proceedings started. Before we do that, I think it's important for us to respectfully acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful to be Cree, on Cree, Dene, Soto, Métis, Blackfoot and the Nakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papoose Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students' Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. Excuse me for that. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching and governance to acknowledge and work towards decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. I'm also here to remind you that we aren't and you aren't here for you. You are here to keep the promise you made to your representatives, to your constituents. I'd like us to acknowledge that through the power they provided unto you, we'll be able to carry out our decision-making processes and discuss matters that are of great importance to the entire campus. Okay. So my little screen is finally loading up. Finally loading up. And we will go through our attendance sheet. Ah, there we go. President Lee.
Present.
Vice President Montero.
Present.
Vice President Fugte.
Present.
Vice President Kimani.
Present.
Vice President Dixon.
Present.
Governor Conrad. Oh, I suppose that isn't supposed to be there anymore because we're going to be replenishing the position today. Councillor Taha. Councillor Taha. Councillor Vaughan.
Present.
Councillor Gorfe.
Present.
Councillor Yabut. Councillor Yabut. Okay. Councillor Avila.
Present.
Councillor Viloso.
Present.
Councillor Kaur?
Present.
Councillor Beasley. Oh, I suppose Councillor Beasley is a guest today as well. Okay. Councillor Amar?
Present.
Councillor Gardner?
Present.
All right, Councillor Morris?
Here.
Councillor Motoska?
Present.
Councillor Ouellet? Councillor Ouellet? Okay, Councillor Thakur? Councillor Kara?
Here.
Councillor Batiki?
Here.
Councillor Zafar?
Present.
Councillor DePrato?
Here.
Councillor Gill?
Here.
Councillor Chopra?
Present.
Councillor Brownbank?
Present.
Councillor Lala?
Present.
Councillor Sivakumaran? Councillor Sivakumaran? Councillor Barizesh?
Present.
Councillor Dillon?
Present.
Councillor Yola?
Present.
And Mr. Dumichel? Okay, I see that we've already got our guests entered in the chat. I'll be sure to enter you onto our registered guest list for today. Okay, so on to the agenda. Vice President Kimani, you have, would you like to motion? Vice President Kimani?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I think I was muted. I would like to make a motion to approve the campus food bank plebiscite question and a motion to approve the Alberta Public Interest Research Group plebiscite question as well.
All right, have you any seconders? Thank you, Councillor Barizesh. We're going to add that to boarding committee business, I suppose. Okay. So right up at the start, we're going to obviously enter into speaker's business. Once again, I'd just like to welcome everybody to this session. I'm going to have my camera off because my computer is running a lot of things on right now. So for the interest of, you know, us not cutting out and anything, it's just going to be like, you know, like a little podcast with intermissions and voices from everybody here and there. So bear with me. We would ideally, we have a lot of things that we'd like to go through, but the first thing that I'd like to put in, or at least to enter into the minutes, is that winners of our councillor, our council scholarship, are Councillor Veloso and Councillor Morris. And so please do join me in congratulating them for their hard work. And that's been recognized by this council in the last session. Fantabulous. Okay. I'll just give a couple seconds more for that. Okay. As well, I'd like to just highlight once again, Councillor Veloso, for stepping in for me in the last meeting, as I was flying back to Canada from home. And I hope it went smoothly as I have been informed. And again, would like to thank you for the work that you did in that time. So thank you, Councillor Veloso. Okay. So we're going to move forward slightly to our consent agenda. Once again, there is a lot of things that we need to get through to today. So please, as much as we can, let's stick to time. I'm going to be doing my best to monitor the time for our for the people, you know, for the things that we're going to be running through today. And hopefully we'll be out of here by 9 p.m. or at least when everything is satisfiably done. I see that we haven't anything to go to on our presentations. unless there is something in the late ads, which I will check, but it doesn't seem to be. All right. Oh my God, I missed you guys too. Oh my Lord. Oh, love that. Okay, sorry. Get back to business. So we're going to move straight to the exec committee reports. And if Vice President Dixon would kick us off, would be fantastic.
Sure. Hi, everybody. I hope that you're here. Phyllis, would you be able to mute yourself? Sorry, I have a pretty bad echo. Thank you. Sorry, that threw me off. I hope that you guys had a good last 2 weeks. I know online school is rough, but I did link a really good podcast in my council report, and I'm flagging it just in my oral report because that's actually great. And I hope that you all take the time to listen to it. So I just want to review some things that I've been working on over the past couple of weeks / that are finalized very recently. As many of you probably saw yesterday, the sexual violence prevention coordinator was finally hired. And this built off the work, not just of myself and this executive team, but off of so many VPs in the past, particularly Andre, Jared, and Katie. So they all deserve huge props for that. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to working with that position to improve the response to sexual violence on campus. In fact, we're working on a report for them right now about what we want them to change on campus. As some smaller updates, I've also been working closely with libraries and the Dean of Students to get together the student to parent on campus family lounge kind of deal. Not sure exactly what the name is going to be. But with outfitting that with all of the supplies that people need and making it accessible to students who parent. And so, yeah, very excited about all of that. And the final thing I will say again is Indigenous Celebration Week is coming up. We are still finalizing all of the details, but it's shaping up to be really exciting. And so I hope that everybody is able to come out. Final thing I'll say very quickly, because I got a question about this last week. I have a few applications now for the health and dental plan committee because I reached out to a bunch of people and asked people to apply in meetings that I was in. And so we finally have some applications. And so hopefully we'll be able to go through those soon and get that committee together. But that's just a few of my updates. So if anybody has any questions, please let me know.
Thank you. You're just under a minute and a half. Fantabulous. I will go to Vice President Kimani.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hope you are all doing well. So February is fast approaching, which means Black History Month is fast approaching. So we're just putting on the final touches on everything we're working on. Most of our projects and all that was going to be online anyway. So classes being online currently isn't going to affect anything, which is good. Unfortunately, we've had to push the launch date for the bulk food section because students aren't on campus right now. And the whole point was to have as many students engage with it as possible. So we are pushing the launch date into March. We're going to do a soft launch in February. Everything should be set up, but we're not actually going to like actively start putting out communications and stuff until students are back on campus in March. And lastly, super exciting, we will have a dispenser going up on campus in Jean. We're really excited about this. We're in the process of finalizing the details. So we'll let you all know when that is up and running, but this was a really big goal of Talia and I, so we're really excited about that.
Congratulations to the both of you. This has been a project that's been ongoing for a majority of this year. So congratulations. Alrighty, Vice President Fote.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hello, everyone. Again, I hope you're all staying warm and school's going well. I'm here shivering in the office because it's a little cold. But my week has mostly, last 2 weeks, mostly been working to schedule meetings with Edmonton City Councilors for our Edmonton Student Alliance Advocacy Week, also prepping for CASA's Advocacy Week and SuperCon. I'm also pleased to announce that I was invited to speak at the House of Commons Standing Committee on Citizenship and Immigration and talking about the recruitment and enrollment of international students. So I'll be doing that within my role as chair of CASA, as well as something that I put in my report, which I think is something really cool for everyone to know, is that the Canada Student Financial Assistance Program have gazetted their changes to the regulations. So they'll be adding a new definition called persistent and prolonged disabilities. And this is really cool because it also recognizes other not so much visible disabilities, such as, you know, mental health or like mental health illnesses that students could have. And it opens those students to being able to qualify for more grants or repayment assistance programs. So I'll be giving more information on that as we get, as we ourselves learn more, but that should be coming out and will be fully completed by August 1st. And everything else, yeah, I've just been going at it. And any, if you have any more questions, feel free to let me know. Thank you.
Wow. All righty. Thank you, Vice President Fotang, for being nice and brief. That's a surprise. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Let's move quickly forward to Vice President Montero.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hi, everyone. I have three updates. The first one is a very exciting one. So as I promised in my last report, I managed to get the numbers for the Zero Textbook Cost Indicator pilot program that's been running at the university since last semester. The results are very, very exciting. We've managed to save overall students $9 million between last semester and this semester based on our cost estimates for how much students spend on textbooks per semester. And the numbers for instructors that have gotten involved started at around 500, concluding last semester, and almost doubled, more than doubled for this semester. So we have almost, I think it works out to almost 2,000 instructors that have enrolled in the program, which is a huge, huge jump from last semester, which means that all the advocacy that faculty associations have been doing have been paying off. So I'm really excited to give you that announcement and also hope to push that the program goes into a full program starting next semester. The second one is the Alberta Student Leadership Summit. The summit is going to be happening this week, actually, from Thursday to Saturday. There are a number of counselors who will be doing presentations. And there will also be some of the execs. I believe Rowan's doing a presentation, Emily and Talia are doing one. I'll be doing one as well. So I encourage you all to be able to come out if you can. The tickets are free. They're pay it forward and pay as you can, or pay what you can. So please come out if you can and invite any other students who want to get involved in leadership and want to learn more. And the last thing is concerns with online learning. So a lot of students have reached out to me over the past couple weeks since the announcement to move to February 28th was announced. And because of that, I've been thinking about the best way to respond to a lot of the student concerns that have been coming out. What I've been doing is essentially creating a form, or we've created a survey to go on Perks, and we've been sharing it all over our social media to get as many students as possible to fill it out. And we'll be putting that survey together to give a report to deans that I'll be sending them directly to them and faculty administration in hopes that they to make some of these changes and recommendations that we want.
All right, you're just cutting it close there, Vice President Montero, but it's okay. Congratulations again on your work as well for bringing this into reality. President Lee.
Thanks very much, Mr. Speaker. So lots of time in the last week has been spent responding to students who reached out with concerns about the extension of online learning to the 28th. I've been getting through all of these as fast as I can. I'm almost at the end of the pile of emails. So if I haven't got back to you yet, you should hear back tomorrow. Next, I met with Mandy Johnson, the minister's new chief of staff, to discuss some of the issues that we've discussed with the ETIs. She is very new to the position and has to go back to department officials for more clarification and discussion. So we are scheduling a follow-up email for early February. I will let you all know how that goes. The main issue that we're going to be dealing with over the next month is the upcoming provincial budget. We anticipate it will come out on February 24th. This is not ideal for us because students will still not be back on campus at that point. And so it's going to be difficult for us to physically bring people together in response on that day. But there will be plenty of opportunities for that after the budget in subsequent weeks. We do anticipate that this budget will be pretty ugly for post-secondaries, especially U of A. Based on current signals and historic patterns, we expect a roughly $50 million cut to U of A. And I feel that this is not justified in current circumstances, especially. We have cut more than our fair share. We have reduced our spending to below the Canadian average. And the province also is highly likely to post a surplus this year because of rising global oil prices, which takes a lot of wind out of the sails of the whole argument for making cuts to post-secondaries in the first place. It is no longer about fiscal responsibility. So we'll be discussing that a lot more in the coming weeks. And I also want to take a moment to emphasize the significance of the sexual violence prevention coordinator hiring. An excellent candidate was hired. This is a huge victory for students. And lastly, on the 31st, I will be presenting with the registrar on the exploration credits proposal to GFC. So far, the response has been really positive and encouraging, and we are still on track to have exploration credits implemented in September, if all goes well, which will be a huge academic advocacy win, possibly our biggest since Fall Reading Week.
Oh, y'all cutting it close today. Thank you so much, President Lee. I was just about to speak and cut you off, man, Molly. Okay, we'll move now quickly to board and committee reports, and we will begin with ARC.
Cool, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not too much to report from ARC. We are still continuing work on our land acknowledgement, and we just have begun the process of renewing our standing orders to update it with the current number of council positions and so on and so forth. Also attached in the late ads is my trimesterly report. And if anyone has any questions, don't be afraid to reach out. Thanks.
Fantabulous. Thank you so much, Chairperson Vaughan. We're going to move quickly to audit.
Yes. Sorry. So in regards to the audit committee, we've just been meeting with all the VPFs and getting them prepared for the next audit cycle, which is the deadline's February 20th. So I've so far met with most of them. I also attended the last COFA meeting where we did a bit of an update as to audit status and also provided them a little bit of help in regards to supporting their next audit. And we'll be preparing transition packages and whatnot, and I guess getting towards the next approvals. So everything in audit's been going really well.
I was talking there for a couple of seconds. Thank you so much, Chairperson Dylan. We're going to move forward again to bylaw.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Yes, since last council meeting, we have just been working on drafting all of the referendum and plebiscite questions, which six of them are here for you today to vote on. I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of bylaw because it was extremely crammed and we worked till the last possible second, meaning today at like 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. So it was exhausting, but thank you to all bylaw members and Courtney for being so flexible and supportive.
Okay, thank you so much, Chelly Barazash. We're going to move forward to CAC, my boss.
Hello, welcome back, Philip. Sort of what Councillor Bonner has already mentioned, we had an update on the land acknowledgement of today's meeting, and we also had a discussion of ways we can sort of improve the standing orders for next year. And we ended up going with specifically fixing Appendix 1, election of a new speaker, trying to get that transition process more smooth, hopefully in the future. And Appendix 5, the council mentorship program. As you already know, it looks very different this year. So we want the standing orders to reflect that as well. Thank you.
They're already thinking about replacing me. It's fine. I'm not even mad about it. Let's move forward to executive.
We did not have a meeting on Monday because of scheduling conflicts. Other than that, we've been discussing some planning for prioritizing the term ahead. Nothing particularly exciting and a few procedural things.
Hey, all righty. Let's go to the fee governance committee, unless that has already folded.
Yeah, last meeting we talked about the overall fee creation and renewal process, as well as consultation processes and requirements for SRAs and DFUs.
Okay, now is there a finance committee?
Yes, we met last week. We started our DFU report review, as well as looking at our budget principles. We should be meeting next week to talk about feedback and any edits and then bringing them to council.
Thank you so much, Vice President Kimani. Let's move forward to policy, please.
All right, policy committee met last week. Last Monday, it's our first meeting of the new year, and we will meet again this upcoming Monday. Just currently working on getting our second principles done for the policies that we've been working on since beginning of the year, and then we have started working on the rest of the policies that are for renewal. Should have some first principles coming to you within the next few weeks, so stay tuned. I also believe we have the international student policy that is up for approval for first principles today. So.
And Tabulous Work Policy Committee. Thank you. And now let's go forward to the SCFC.
SCFC has not met yet. Our first meeting is January 31st, so this Monday. Looking forward to that.
And how about here getting all the committees right? Oh my goodness. Let's move then to Student Group Committee, SGC.
SGC has nothing to report. No student group conflicts that have come to us.
Well, we'd love to hear that. Sustainability.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We met last Friday and we talked about our plan for the semester, and we talked about our plan to work on our economic sustainability recommendations. We also moved our next meeting back 1 week. It is at the exact same time. It's just 1 week later. And that's to give us some more time to work on our recommendations between meetings. And my trimester report is attached to the meeting materials. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, thank you, Susti, and Chairperson Latiki, of course. And finally, translation.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. There's nothing happening at translation that I haven't mentioned in previous reports. The work is just ongoing. Good progress is happening with the professional translator and the federal grant. I'll let you all know when something's finished, but honestly, it's a lot of translating, so it just, you know, the work continues.
And last but not least, NOMCOM.
NOMCOM also has nothing to report. No student at large is applying for positions.
Okay. Alrighty then, in that case, unless I've missed a committee, which I think is highly unlikely, we're going to move towards Open Forum. So Open Forum, once again, is a space for which we allow any of our guests who have questions for council to pose those questions. Once again, the rules are as every question or every person that's speaking has a minute to ask a question and one follow-up as well. Please do, if you would like to speak, enter your name into the chat and we will enter you onto our speakers list, for which then you're allowed to address your question to council, and the appropriate person would respond. So I am opening the floor to anybody that would like to ask any questions, any of our guests that would like to ask any questions to council or to a position within council. And then, yeah, we'll get it through. All right. We have a question from Emily Williams. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have.
Please do state where you. I forgot. Please do state where or what you're representing, or your faculty and such.
Yeah, I'm representing the Gateway. I work there as the opinion editor, and I just have a question for VP Dixon. I'm just wondering who is filling the role for the sexual violence prevention and response coordinator, and if that's going to be announced soon.
So the university has made their announcement about it. To my knowledge, it's Deb Erics. She's worked at the university for a long time and has been involved in numerous sexual violence projects, both on and off campus. You should be able to find her just kind of by searching the U of A directory. But if you don't have that announcement, then I think we can probably forward it on to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for that question, Emily Williams. And now we go to Shima Robinson.
Hi, everyone. Coming at you from APERG, Alberta Public Interest Research Group. I'm the Programming and Working Group Coordinator there, have been there for a few years. I just want to call attention to, or maybe like throw it out there about SU rep for APERG is a position that was established a long time ago so that we can kind of keep in good touch with the SU, and our rep has not been present much. I don't know who to address this to because I'm not sure who the rep even is. We haven't had a lot of FaceTime with that person, but I just wanted to put it out there and see if there was any reason why our rep hasn't been present, and then also further to the question, if there isn't one, or there, and that just slipped through the cracks, if we can get some follow-up from somebody to my APR email so we can sort that out as soon as possible.
Right. I don't exactly know who this question is directed to, but I think I see a hand from Councillor Yola. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, I am the rep for APERG this year, but I haven't gotten an email from APERG yet or any calendar invite as such.
Can you just post your email or a contact in the chat so I can get on that?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that question. President Nona.
Hello, can you hear me?
All good, yeah.
Yes, so my question is directed to VP Kimani. First and foremost, congratulations on the work being done on the dispensers. Are there any plans to have any dispensers brought down to Augustana within this term?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Rebel. And yeah, for sure, it's definitely a goal of ours. As we have said continuously, this is a pilot project. So we are, you know, taking the steps needed to make sure that this program and initiative is sustainable as possible. You know, our biggest barrier has been funding. And so if we can secure a source of funding, we are more than happy to work collaborative with you and get a dispenser there. But yeah, that is our biggest barrier right now, but it's still definitely a priority for us.
Okay. Are there any other questions? I guess there's an add-on. Go ahead, Vice President Dixon.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so just for some context, Rubel, so basically this project costs a lot of money, way more than we expected it to cost. And so, like Emily said, we're just trying things out this year. And part of the reason why we have put the dispenser at Campus Saint-Jean is to pilot having the dispensers off North Campus so that we can hopefully next year, and this will be up to next year's team, but hopefully we can set them up for success to actually run a dispenser at Augustana. And like we've chatted about, it's great that you guys give out products in your offices, but we do really want to see that expanded at Augustana. We also want to see it in every single building across campus. The problem is that right now it's just simply not feasible. So it's not a question of if we want to be honest, if I could get $50,000, I would do it tomorrow. But it's so, like, that is literally the amount of money I think it's going to cost to run this project in the long term. So we got to build up to it. But yeah, we are always happy to talk about these projects. We really want to get them off the ground. It's just a matter of money and being able to sort out the little kinks in the project, because there are many. But yeah, if you want to talk about it more, we can definitely chat about it in one of our meetings later on this month.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I guess that question's already been answered, I suppose. Okay, so are there any more entrances to this? There is another one. Go ahead, Emily Williams.
Yeah, I have a question for VP Foteng, or maybe one of the other execs might have something to add. But I saw in the council report, you mentioned maybe a plan in the works for obtaining rapid tests and higher quality masks for students through CAWS. I just wanted to know a little bit more about that.
Oh, for sure. So this was a discussion we had at our last CAWS meeting. The CAWS chair, Rachel, was able to meet with the new chief of staff, Mandy, to kind of express that concern that, you know, students are wanting to return to campus and how can we facilitate that quickly and safely. And that would come with, you know, having testing kits and masks and all the necessary PPE. So
We've been informed that, you know, that's something the Ministry of Advanced Education is exploring at our next cause meeting, which I think is this week, later Thursday. I'll probably have more information from you, but at this time I haven't heard anything much yet, but I just know that's something we've requested for the ministry to do. But go ahead, Rowan, if you can add more.
Yeah, thanks very much, Christian. Just to add a little more to that, our ask was basically based on the fact that there's a double standard with what was being offered to K-12 schools and what universities were getting. Unfortunately, the government has now failed to deliver N95s and rapid tests to K-12 schools as well. So, yes, we're working on it. I'm not terribly optimistic. There is a substantial shortage of N95s right now, especially if you're trying to get them in industrial quantities. And the government has not been able to provide them to schools, but we will keep you posted. We are providing them to our staff, but we are not able to get them in large enough numbers to distribute them en masse to students.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, thank you for the question, Emily Williams. Forgive me for using both your names. I don't really know how to address you. So I'll just continue like that. So we'll move to the next person. That's Haroon Ali. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm a second year university student. I just had a good question. I've been seeing a lot online that a lot of different schools, even what's called school parents, they've been fundraising for N95 masks and rapid tests. And I'm pretty sure the University of Washington Union allows for charitable contributions. Have we looked down this path at all to provide something of an interim for students if the government fails?
Sorry, I don't know if we could entirely hear you. Do you mind speaking a little bit closer to the microphone? I don't know if the person who this question was addressed to could hear. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay, I don't know. It's just me, but I don't hear you now. Give me a couple seconds to figure that out. Or you could, enter your question in the chat, and we'll get to that. But in the meantime, we'll give the question, the space to Jinhae from the gate, I think the gateway.
Yes, that's right. From the Gateway, I'm the production editor. This question is for VP Montero. Could you elaborate on how the $9 million students saved on textbooks was calculated, considering the lack of distinction between students who saved money on textbooks through their own means, but still reported saving money through the Perks app?
Sure, yeah. So we don't have the exact numbers for every single course and how much students were paying per textbook. So what we were able to do is our estimation, I think, was roughly $115 per student per semester that they spent on textbooks. And that estimate was based on a number of different institutions and universities across the country who've estimated their textbook costs. So we basically took the averages of those and what the University of Alberta has also said to be their average textbook cost. So the university or the UASU has also done a number of surveys on textbook costs for students and how much they roughly pay per semester. So based on those estimations, our research team estimated roughly $115.
Okay. Thank you so much, Vice President Montero, and for the question as well, Jinhae. If your audio is fixed, go ahead and ask the question.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what's wrong with my laptop. So the question was, has the student union looked down potentially fundraising for the cost of rapid tests and N95 masks? This has been a really successful model for a lot of schools, currently I'm part of the board. I'm a board of directors at the Board of Activist Collective, where we actually are doing this mask collective thing, where we're actually trying to donate masks. Has the student union looked down these where different organizations are currently trying to actually donate their masks? Wrong again. Awesome.
Go ahead, Rowan.
Thanks, Rune, for the question, and thanks, Mr. Speaker. So the issue is not money. The issue is that there is actually a shortage available in the world, and they are very, very difficult to purchase, even if you have enough money to buy them. So I can tell you the university, for example, tried to order 50,000 N95 masks. Those are the only ones they were able to find from suppliers, and only 10,000 were actually delivered of their order of 50,000. So to get them in the quantities we would need them is extremely challenging. It is one thing to get them for a much smaller institution or to donate them to a smaller group of people, but with 50,000 people on campus every day, you would literally need a million plus masks for the rest of the semester. So the quantity and scale that we would need is the main obstacle. It is possible to get them in smaller quantities, but to get enough to distribute to everyone, unfortunately, is just not realistic. And that's not caused by a money shortfall, but by supply chain shortfalls.
Can I ask a follow-up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, where, because like what's called like for Alberta Actives Collective right now, we've acquired over 50,000 masks in the past 2 weeks. So like where is the university? Like and the company that we're using right now to actually supply these masks has plentiful, according to my knowledge, they have over, I believe over 175 right now, with some more being shipped in the next week. So where are we? Sorry, I'm sure you may not know this, but like, where are we acquiring this? And am I able to share our supplier with you guys so that students could potentially get these masks?
I suppose that question might be for you, President Lee.
Yeah, if you'd like to share any supplier information, then I certainly wouldn't mind seeing them. There are, you know, certain masking standards that the university follows in their procurement. So there are some suppliers that don't meet that standard. I can't speak to the details, though. We would have to look into that. I do know the university's source is generally 3M. 3M produces high quality lab and industrial grade masks. There are some lower grade masks available out there. But if you forward me any information, I'm happy to look into it. The university and us have looked into it. But yeah, just for some perspective also, you know, 50,000, while a lot, is enough for less than a week of use on campus. So the volumes really are a challenge.
All right. Thank you for the question and the apt response as well, President Lay. Are there any more questions from our guests, for our council? No? Okay. In that case, then we're going to move forward to question period, which is section 7 of our agenda. Now, this is a space for council to be able to ask questions, to the chairs of committees, to a committee specifically, and or to vice presidents and presidents. So you guys know the rules. It's, you know, you got two questions for which it has to be asked, please, as directly as possible. And enter your name into the chat and we'll get through this as soon as we can. Councilor Veloso.
Hello, my question is for VP Dixon. I know you mentioned in your report and also on your, written report about sort of August, the new sustainable period product supplier that you were looking into for the period equity initiative. And I just wanted to sort of like ask what the future is in terms of either if you are looking for a partnership with August or just in the preliminary stages and just ordering some products to start with. Thanks.
Yeah, great question. So I have a contract in front of me and we should be signing it. It's for $500 worth of product to start with. Again, I'm not trying to like repeat myself because I think this is a great question, but just to like say it very clearly, like money for this project is limited. So we're trying to like live within our means when it comes to this project and not overspend. So that's the reason why we've allocated only $500 towards it. But we're really excited about the product. That's going to get us just over 900 tampons and just under 1,000 pads.
And so that's quite a lot, actually, that should be able to carry the dispenser along past the end of this year, I'm hoping, based on kind of our previous numbers. But again, because it's a pilot project, that's part of what we're trying to figure out is like how much we use. We're also, again, we always have that survey on there to kind of evaluate, do people actually like these products? I mean, I'm super hyped to use them. I've seen the TikToks and everything, and they seem super nice, and I love their transparency. But yeah, we just want to make sure that everybody's grooving with it. So yeah, we're definitely going to be signing that contract with them. And I think they said, because of the way their shipping works, because they do like offsetting for shipping and stuff, they should be here like early March, which isn't immediate, but because we're not coming back till February 28th, I don't think is like the hugest issue. And we'll have Playtex for that dispenser for a little while, just in kind of the interim. Also, we'll have Playtex and August as a combination. I'm giving too much information now, but I hope that answers your question.
Thank you for the question and the response. Councilor Morris, the floor is yours.
Yeah, Julia's question inspired a question I didn't know I had, but I'm wondering if there's been any like conversation so far about an extension of the period poverty, I guess, project to have room for donation on campus. I think a lot of people are willing to donate products, and that could be a way that we could find some more longevity.
Yeah, I think that is a good idea. But I will say that when it comes to these donations, the campus food bank takes them, and so do other period equity projects across Edmonton who might need them for more communities who have even less access to period equity. So it's something we can discuss, but I definitely think we'd have to think on it, just because we can afford to provide some products to students, and students are definitely in need, but there's a lot of shelters and things who might need it more. So I don't want to take things that we can afford maybe in the future is what I'm trying to say. So we can definitely think about it, but what we really want to be able to do is not be depending on random funding or donations or things like that, but work to a point where it's sustainable, just like any of our long-term programs, just like providing toilet paper, where we know we're going to be affording it month after month, year after year. And so I think that's a great idea. I'm not shooting down your suggestion. We can definitely talk about it, but I don't want to take away from other orgs who might need it more. And I also just want to make sure that, you know, we are planning ahead with not depending on anything that's not sustainable, which is the hardest part of this project. But thank you for the suggestion, Merlin. I appreciate it.
Okay. Are there any more entrants to the speakers list? Yo, man, what's going on? Only two? Holy cow, okay. Well, in that case, I'm gonna end the question period right now. And we're gonna move swiftly forward to the mammoth section 8. Which, as you guys may see on the screen, got quite a bit to go through. Before we do this, I'd like to propose a change to the order for which we're going to go through this. We'd like to propose we move our other, let me get the name of this specifically. Our undergraduate board of governors representative replenishment selection process to section 8A. Which would require us to go in camera, and therefore we'd need to put our guests in the waiting room so that we can go through this process as stipulated within our policies. Can I have a motion for this? Thank you so much, President Lee. We have a seconder from Councillor Veloso. Is there anybody in opposition of this, or is there anyone who would like to discuss this amendment? Nope. Okay. Once again, anybody, and this is for members, obviously voting members of council. If you're against it, please do, send me a little message and I'll be able to note it. Other than that, we will move forward with that. It'll take us a couple of seconds to put everybody into, you know, the specific people into the waiting room and then, you know, just kind of get ready for all that. But yeah. Okay. All righty. So it seems like there's no opposition to that amendment and that's passed. So we're going to move that section back to 8A. And get this through. So bear with us for a couple of seconds. We're going to be putting some people into waiting rooms as well as we go into the in-camera session. Please bear with us, our guests, please bear with us as we get this process done as efficiently as possible. And then we'll, you know, return probably after our intermission. All righty. Welcome back, everybody. I'm gonna be admitting the remaining everybody else from the outside, and we'll get started. Holy cow! Hope you all are ready. Please do bring your snacks here with you. Remind you to mute yourself as we get back started. And okay. Wait. Quick question, am I supposed to announce a result right now, like at the end, like after we get back to everybody, or and then do the recommendation? Are we doing that at the end? Or we can announce it anytime. Might as well do it right now. Okay, well, keep y'all letting everyone in. Yes, we're doing that. Cool. Let's let everybody in. And there we go.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Alrighty. So thank you everybody for being so patient with us. Holy cow, that was a process and a half. I'd like to take this moment to announce that Adriana Watamanik is elected as the interim undergraduate Board of Governors representative by a majority preferential vote, as elected by council. So congratulations, and thank you all for participating in this process. Okay, just so that we can have this moving forward, I believe that there's a recommendation to be put forward, which we will do, I suppose, at the end of section 8I. Or we could do right now and just have Adrian, ready to go. I guess we'll do it at the end. Okay, cool. So we're going to begin section 8B, which is, just give me a second. I lost my page. Okay, so I guess it's here. A motion by President Lay to refer this. Oh, okay, it's changed. It's a motion to refer the writing of a question of the WSC DFUV proposal to the bylaw committee. This is put forward by Vice President Kimani. Please, do I have any seconders for this? Seconded by Councillor Matoska. Already, Vice President Kimani, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reps from lawyer. So if you have any questions.
Right. I suppose this would be the space for the WSC representatives to take the floor. So go ahead. I'm not entirely sure who is.
Hi everyone, my name is Janine and I'm currently the Student Refugee Coordinator for the North Campus Local Committee for WUSC. We didn't have a speech prepared or anything, but we are down to answer any questions. For those of you that don't know what WUSC is, it's been around at the U of A for, off the top of my head, I think over 50 years, and every year we've brought a refugee student over to study at the U of A. And covered their expenses for at least their first year. So that, and then the university waives their tuition, and it's just a great chance for them to get their permanent residency in a country and an opportunity for higher education. We are asking to increase our fee from 50 cents to $1.50 per semester because we lost some funding from the U of A. They used to give us a bit of a top up for living expenses, but we're not getting that anymore because of the budget cuts. And also we'd like to sponsor an extra student every 2 years. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Janine, for being here and giving us this brief description of the great work WSC is doing. So we have a first question coming from Councillor Veloso.
Hi, sorry. Thank you so much for staying the council all the way to 9:30. But I absolutely love WESC. I was on the board last year. I didn't have the chance to sit on it this year, but I was just wondering sort of how many times has WESC met this year and sort of like what has the SU's, I guess, role been in WESC this year? Thank you.
Thanks for your question, Councillor. So our local committee is made up of about 10 undergrad students, which is hopefully increasing. We've been meeting every other week throughout the fall and winter terms, and then a couple times during the summer. We've never had, we wanted to repay the airfare loans for one of the students. So we emailed the counselors that are on the refugee board for approval. So they helped to approve that. Besides that, we've met with Emily, Kristen, and Lucas about the referendum a few times to submit our proposal. But besides that, there hasn't been too much contact.
Okay. I suppose, do we have any more questions, comments? Points of clarification, I suppose. No.
Damon joining us here, he's our one of the co-chairs of our committee. So thanks to him for staying as well.
Yes, oh my goodness. It's such a pleasure having you here with us for so long. That's my bad. I take blame for it. But thank you once again for being here. And so now, since we're moving to write refer this writing question to the bylaw committee, I don't know if does this need a vote. Anybody? It doesn't seem to be that way.
I think Rowan is nodding.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, Rowan. I couldn't see properly. Okay. Okay. So then it's been seconded. I think it's already been seconded by Councillor Matoska, but we'll put it to a vote. I'm going to share the link in the chat in a second. Just give me a quick second and I'll have that ready for you. Yeah. Once again, this vote is for members of council, voting members of council, I suppose. This is quite awkward. I don't know what to do with myself in awkward silence. So I'm just going to keep talking until I finish this little form here. Okay, I think we're looking good here for our copies. Okay, send. Okay, oh my goodness. What I'm going to do is I'm going to paste it in the chat, or perhaps I should send it to the emails. I'll paste it in the chat because it's quicker. Once again, I am collecting emails, and the only people that are allowed to vote are the members of council, are voting members. So please, if you aren't, please don't vote, because I will delete the vote in any case if it does exist. Okay. right. It seems to be that the motion has passed. Okay. So the question is going to be pushed. The proposal will be pushed to the bylaw committee, which will have a second look and then have further discussion and brought to council again. So congratulations to you, Damon and Janine. And once again, thank you so much for being here for as long as you have.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move to section 8C. President Lay is moving to refer the Student Legal Services referendum question to bylaw committee to draft a question, I suppose. Do you have a seconder? Yes, we do. That is put forward by Councillor Morris. President Lay, do you have any comments to make on this?
Yeah, so SLS has already made their presentation, as you all remember. As you can see, they've provided a detailed proposal document. They go very in-depth into their financials on an itemized basis. So they have included a budget from a previous year, the proposed budget for next year, provided their fee passes, and auditor's statements, so you can verify all of that. There's quite a bit of detail in there. I should be able to answer questions if you have any, but there's nothing new. Everything has already been covered in the presentation that they made last time.
Okay, thank you so much, President Lay. I must mention something really quickly. There has been a request to have an omnibus motion on a lot of these FAMF questions that have been put. I think it would be good for us, unless there are some that would like to have discussion, then you know we could exclude them from the omnibus motion. But I think this we'll be able to, I guess, you know, save us the time of going through many, 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 many forms and many voting processes. What say you? I guess this would be after this. I see Abner is ready to go.
Oh, I was just going to say, Mr. Speaker, that I guess just for this motion, this is getting referred to bylaw committee to draft a question. For the other ones, if everyone's fine with it, we could do an omnibus because that's the same approval for all of them.
Yes. That is what I was. I guess I should have
okay.
just read.
I was just clarifying. That's good. Okay.
No. Okay. Cool. So in that case, I will be putting in the chat a new link as well. Just give me a couple of seconds.
I do have a joke to fill this silence, Philip, if you'd like.
Ah, yes. Oh my gosh, go ahead.
Why couldn't the pony sing a lullaby? She was a little horse.
Oh my God. I love that. Oh my goodness. I absolutely love that. Okay, and it's live. We welcome all jokes that are. And it's
okay, the joke is for Simran and Simran. Oh. And this is sorry. Oh, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to repeat?
Okay, you go.
Me?
Yes.
So what will you call a dog who doesn't have any legs? Nothing, because he won't come to you.
Oh my goodness. I love that. It's a pretty dark joke, but I love that. Because it has no legs. Isn't that funny?
All right. Well, Philip, you want one more? I'll keep with the leg theme. What do you call a cow that has two legs? Lean beef. What do you call a cow that has one leg?
What?
Extra lean beef. And looks like Councillor Bertikki answered the end of my joke. So
on point.
What do you call a cow that has no legs?
Okay. You're right, Samantha, you're right. That's very Alberta. Oh my goodness. Okay. Thank you everybody for voting. The motion has passed. And if there's any SLS representative, thank you for your, you know, due diligence with the work. And thank you guys for the jokes. Holy. So now what we're going to do is we're going to move. I just muted myself. We're going to move all these from section 8D up to section 8G and put them as an omnibus motion. Would anybody like to please, you know, do the honors, or I just change up to editing? Okay, put forward by, I'll give it to Councillor Bertikki because he suggested the idea. Put forward by Councillor Bertikki, seconded by Councillor Brandwein, to create an omnibus motion that sees a vote on the approval of the Education Students Association FAMP, the ISA FAMP, the ISA referendum question, Interdepartmental Science Students Society referendum question, and as well the Augustana Students Association referendum question. Okay. I will now, I had so many other things ready to go, but I guess I'll just change one of them to be the omnibus one. But still, you know, the floor is open to more. Seems like we've got a lot of comedians in the room. No new jokes, no? Holy cow.
I do have a joke that's a wee bit edgy for my Canadian viewers. Sorry, guys, it's really late at night. How do you kill a fox? You cut off one of its legs and make it run across Canada.
Oh my goodness. Holy, the animal's not having it good right now in this chat.
I will not take this Terry Fox slander. Not in my house. Just kidding. That was funny, but also not.
Guys, it's okay. I'm a Terry Fox scholar. I have the pass.
You have no idea what you got yourself into. But it's fine. You enjoy yourself, I suppose. Okay, the link is in the chat, guys. The link is in the chat.
Mr. Speaker, how do mountains hear?
How do they hear?
Thanks to their mountaineers.
She has a funny.
Mountaineers.
Exactly.
Do you want to hear a joke I made when I was 8 years old?
Okay, let's go.
I want to preface this by saying I thought it was great because it was both funny and educational. What's a tree but not a tree?
What?
A stump.
That's funny.
A stump.
It's a tree, but because
it's
tree.
A tree, but it's not a tree.
Nice.
Educational and funny.
You came up with it when you were, what, 8?
8 years old.
Dang, I don't even know what the hell I was doing when I was 8, man. Only busy climbing trees and stuff. Okay. I still need a couple more votes. Y'all decided to not vote. Is it because it was Lucas that was asking for you guys to vote that you voted? Excuse me, that's not fair. I only have 17 responses, and y'all are many here. Yeah, Yes, that one more person that just voted. I'm talking to you. And the four more that have not voted. Five more. Nothing. Well, since we have passed, you know, quorum for the vote, the motion has passed. And so once again, please do provide congratulations to the ESA, ICE, or however the science students call themselves, the ISA and the ASA on passing their referendum questions. Now we have the last two motions, section 8H and 8I, discussing the looking to approve the CFP plebiscite questions as well as the APA plebiscite questions. These two motions are put forward by Vice President Kimani and Councillor Barazesh, who seconded them as well. Vice President Kimani, yes, I see there's a POI. Go ahead.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, but are these two questions also not a part of the same omnibus that we just approved?
Oh, you're right, they are.
Because they're also just referrals to approve questions to send to the CRO.
You're very right.
Yeah.
You are very right. In that case, well, congratulations to the CFP and APEG as well, APIRG. I don't know how to do these abbreviations today. So we'll move forward to general orders, for which we have a motion by President Lay to discuss. Well, I guess that wasn't supposed to be there, was it? Or was this the one that we're removing, President Lam? I apologize if I forgot. Yeah, we struck that. Okay, thank goodness. Okay, then we're going to move to Section 9B, which is now Section 9A. This is a motion by Vice President Montero and seconded by President Lay to discuss the SGC recommendations on improving the relationship between the University of Alberta Student Union and the ISA. Vice President Montero.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I'll be very brief, everyone, because I know it's getting late and everyone is ready to go home as well. But basically, these recommendations are coming to you after the Student Group Committee completed their report with recommendations on how to improve the relationship between Students Council and the ISA. You'll note that the recommendations are included in the document, nothing further. And there's also an attachment on there too, which is a letter from the ISA speaking to the recommendations as well. So I'm basically here in a capacity because I'm the chair of Student Group Committee and was partially responsible for writing these recommendations to be a resource for all of you, answering questions that I can in my capacity that I'm able to answer through the process. And other than that, it's really just to facilitate conversation amongst all of you on what you want to do going forward based on these recommendations. And I will be abstaining from the vote on recommendations as well, just so that's clear.
Good. Thank you so much, Vice President Montero, for sticking to the rules and being so ethical. Would anybody like to raise a point for discussion, a question, or might this be one of those things where we might have to, you know, push it to the next one because kind of checked out. Opening it up to the floor or whatever you'd like to discuss relating to this matter. Or perhaps if you'd like Vice President Montero to push this to the next meeting, then we can have more healthy discussion about this.
Yes, sir, but why don't you try to fill the space? I'm open to either option, whatever council wants to do. I'd like to hear from someone. Even if it's just one person, whether they want to push it or we want to have this discussion, then just someone say the word and we can decide to do that.
Okay, it seems like we have got some quorum on the pushing. We've got some people for the push gang. So we will, anyone would like to please table.
I'll just motion to table till next council meeting.
All righty, do you have a second, sir? Have you a seconder? Okay, we have a seconder from Councillor Morris. So we are, is there anybody in opposition to that? No? Okay. Fabulous. Okay, so we are, we have completed, I suppose, Section 9B by tabling it to the next session, which I look forward to having, facilitating this discussion. with all of y'all. And so now, I guess I'll just let you guys, I already did the like attendance sheets at like 7:30 and at 9. So y'all don't have to stay. But I would like to say thank you so much for staying and doing as much today as you could. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. And I don't know. I really, really hope we could have more sessions in chambers before, you know, everybody resigns and, you know, is elected or whatever and whatever. So, you know, y'all have a very, very good evening. Stay safe, stay healthy, have some good-ass dinner. And, you know, remember to indulge in a little, some. I'm talking about alcohol, if it wasn't clear enough. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm cheating. Oh, my God.
All right, Mr. Speaker, I hope you enjoy a little some.
See you later. I'm about to. Maybe I've been. You never know. Okay, you guys have a very good night. Session is adjourned. Council is adjourned. Forgot to do all that.